Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at update to a story about the classification system for spinal MUA, imaging for low back pain, and finally, a story about physical activity levels in adults after pedometer-based walking interventions. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 633, recorded May 25th, 2018. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. In episode number 626, originally airing on March 16, 2018, related to a paper by Drs. Cerf and Bauman, entitled Outcome Indicators and a Risk Classification System for Spinal Manipulation Under Anesthesia, we erroneously left out the correct journal the paper was published in. The correct journal is Chiropractic and Manual Therapies. Surf to our show notes for links. The problem of imaging patients with low back pain when it is not indicated is well recognized. The converse is also possible, although rarely considered. The extent of these two problems is presently unclear. The purpose of a recent study published in the Spine Journal was to estimate how commonly overuse and also underuse of imaging occurs in the management of low back pain and how appropriate use of imaging is assessed. The study concluded that inappropriate imaging is common in low back pain management, including both overuse in those where imaging is not indicated and underuse of imaging when it is indicated. Appreciating that both underuse and overuse can occur is fundamental to efforts to improve imaging practice to align with current guidelines and best evidence. Surf to our show notes for links. Physical inactivity is an important cause of non-communicable diseases. Interventions can increase short-term physical activity, but health benefits require maintenance. Few interventions have evaluated physical activity objectively beyond 12 months. The authors of a study published in the journal PLOS Medicine, PLOS Medicine, followed up two pedometer interventions with positive 12-month effects to examine objective physical activity levels at 3 to 4 years. The study concluded that intervention participants followed up from both trials demonstrated higher levels of objectively measured physical activity at 3 to 4 years than controls, similar to previously reported 12-month trial effects. Pedometer interventions delivered by post or with nurse support can help address the public health physical inactivity challenge. As always, discuss all exercise recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Leaders are innovative, entrepreneurial, and future-oriented. They focus on getting the job done. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.